Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is 5 Minute Friday.
It's time to finish this year strong. I love this quote by Gary Ryan Blair, who said, "Many will start fast, few will finish strong." What people remember about anything is usually the beginning and the end. That's right. Even when everything crazy that happened in 2020, you're going to remember how you started the year. That's right. Think back right now. How did you start the beginning of the year? How did that go? And how are you going to finish it? This is what you'll remember. There's no secret that this has been a challenging and tough year for everyone. You might not be happy with how it's gone so far. You might be really frustrated with it, actually. And maybe you've fallen off with your fitness goals or your business isn't where you want it to be. But don't worry, there's still plenty of time left on the clock. And yes, there's plenty of time, even when it doesn't feel like there's a lot of time. Because no matter how crazy this year went for you, we all have the opportunity to finish strong by taking the actions and making the changes we need to make to become our best selves right now. It's in the daily moments and how you create this. So don't wait until January 1st of next year. Don't just say, well, I'll eat like crap all month and I won't do my habits and I'll fall off the wagon here. Fight off complacency. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it when you start the year, because you're going to have to build momentum later if you don't do it now. And I want you to be as productive and purposeful as you can from now until the end of the year and beyond. Do it for the things that matter most to you in life. It doesn't have to be work-related also. It can be finishing strong for your relationships. Do something special for your loved ones and let them know you care about them. Finish the year strong for your family. Make a little extra time to read that bedtime story or video chat those far away. And finish strong and show up for the things and the people that matter to you the most. Because I want you to finish the year strong, I want to give you an exercise, a quick thing you can do. I call it the 3-in-1. And I want you to do this right after this episode, or actually do this right now if you're sitting down. All you have to do is pull out a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle of this piece of paper. Do this right now. And on the left side, I want you to write everything that you did well in 2020 so far. You write down, I worked out consistently, I stayed connected with friends, etc. Write down all the things, as many things in a list as you can. On the right side of this piece of paper, write out everything that you didn't do so well this year. Maybe you watched too much Netflix, or you scrolled on social media for hours every day, or did things last minute. Now on the left side, pick 3 things from the well side that you did well and keep doing those things. And on the other side, the right side, pick 1 thing and make a plan to change it. So if you watch too much Netflix, make a plan to change that. If you were binge eating all the time, make a plan to change that. And that's your action plan to crush it the rest of this year. It's simple. You can remember this, the 3-in-1. Create a line down the middle. On the left side, put all the things you did well. On the right side, all the things you didn't do well. And keep doing 3 things that you did well and remove 1 thing that you didn't do well and switch it with something else. And I want you to commit to doing this to finish out the year. It's simple. All you got to do is DM me your plan on Instagram. Send me a message with the 3 things you're doing well and the 1 thing you're not doing well that you're going to change. Just go to Lewis Howes over on Instagram and message me, or tell a couple of friends what you're going to continue to create to finish out this year strong. Follow this plan and you'll end the year on a high note and start building momentum going into the next year. Again, people remember how you start and how you finish. That's what matters most. And I'll leave you with this quote from Oprah, who said, "Doing the best at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment." You've got this. This is your time. This is your moment. And if no one's told you lately, you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter.